Ephesians chapter 4, hyperliteral translation. Therefore, I encourage you, I, the prisoner in the Lord, worthy to walk of the calling by which you were called, with all humility of mind and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, being eager to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of the peace. In one body and one Spirit, according as also you were called in one hope of the calling of you. One Lord, one faith, one immersion, one God and Father of all, the one over all, and by means of all, and in all. But one to each of us was given the grace according to the measure of the gift of the Christ. Wherefore it says, having ascended into height, he led captive captivity. He gave gifts to the men. But now he ascended, what is, if not, that also he descended into the lower parts of the earth? The one having descended himself is also the one having ascended far above all the heavens, in order that he might fill the all. And he gave some, on the one hand, apostles, and on the other hand, prophets, and the evangelists, and the shepherds, and teachers, for the equipping of the separated ones into the work of ministry, into the building up of the body of the Christ, until we arrive the all into the unity of the faith and the fuller knowledge of the Son of the God, into a man complete, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ, in order that no longer we should be infants, tossed by waves and carried around by every wind of the teaching in the cunning of the men, in with craftiness leading to the scheming of the deception. But holding to truth and love, let us grow up into him in the all, who is the head, Christos, out from whom all the body, being fitly joined together and being united by means of every joint of the supply, according to the working in the measure of each single part, the growth of the body makes into a building up of itself in love. This therefore I say and witness in the Lord, no longer are you to walk according as also the nations to walk, in the futility of the minds of them, darkened in their understanding, being having been alienated from the life of the God because of the ignorance the existing in them by means of the hardness of the hearts of them, who, having put away remorse, themselves gave to the lewdness, into the practice of impurity, all in greediness. But you not did so learn of the Christ, if indeed him you heard and in him were taught according as is truth in the Jesus. For you to put off as concerning the former manner of life, the old man, the one being corrupted according to the lust, strong desires, of the deceit, and to be renewed by the Spirit of the mind of you, and to put on the new man, the one according to God, having been created in righteousness and sanctity of the truth. Wherefore, having put off the falsehood, let us speak truth, each one with the neighbor of him, because we are members of one another, or we are of one another members. Be angry and not do sin. The sun not let set on the anger of you, neither give place to the devil. The one stealing, no longer let him steal, but rather let him labor, working with his own hands at the good, in order that he may have to share with the one need having. Every corrupt word out of the mouth of you not should proceed, but if any good, let it be for edification to the need, in order that it may give grace to the ones hearing, and not do grieve the Spirit, the Holy of the God, in whom you were sealed into the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and anger and wrath and clamor and blasphemia, slander, be removed from you with all bad. And be unto one another kind, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, according as also the God in Christ forgave you.